This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is S&M Fridays on Joy 94.9 with Simon and Michael. Hello, Simon. How are you?
Hello. I'm well. And yourself?
Oh, look, I'm here. I'm good. I'm relaxed. I'm good to go.
Excellent. Well, I think what we need to put out there is, where are you? You should be down at the Radiothon party.
Exactly right. Exactly. I won't say turn off the radio and go, because you can use it in the car,
use your phone. Yes.
Yeah. So that's okay. You don't have to turn off completely. But yeah, you should be down at D&M's at the moment, partying away with us.
Just like I am.
Exactly. So am I. Mm. So am I. I decided to split myself in half.
Same.
We're going half each. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So one part of me is here sitting in the studios in Bourke Street.
Yes.
The other is DJing at D&M's right now.
Perfect. And that's the way the world should be.
Exactly.
You know, it should be half of you one place and half of you somewhere else.
Indeed. Indeed. Now, we've got a huge show coming up tonight. We have got some fantastic new tracks, and we're also going to have a chat about Radiothon.
Indeed, yes.
Radiothon party, what's coming up on our show for Radiothon week. We're going to have a chat about some things that have happened in the news in the last week, some hilarious things.
A couple of good things, yeah.
And we're going to have a chat about Eurovision.
Yes, which was on Sunday night, which, you know, there was a lot of press about, and a lot of people were listening and watching, which was wonderful, I think. It's good to be cultural. Yeah, it's just to learn more about other countries.
Well, look, I've got to be honest with you. It wasn't until about probably 9 o'clock that I actually realised that Eurovision was on.
Well,
so when I turned over, I did realise, and it was such a shame that I missed it all, because when I saw the little snippets of all the acts, I was like, damn, I missed it all.
You did miss a fair chunk, That's okay. At least you got a little bit of it from the little snippets. But we'll bring you the top numbers that were decided by Europe. Not necessarily the correct ones, but the ones that were.
Indeed.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. You're with S&M Friday to Simon and Michael.
Correct, very good. That was Melissa, and she wants you to read her lips.
Exactly. Now, do you remember what her surname was?
Tzatzkauts.
Tzatzkauts. And it's funny, every time I see the word tzatziki, I think of her name.
Oh, it's nice. Do you try and dip her?
No.
Put a little a biscuit in. See how you go. Probably not.
No, not at all.
No,
not
okay.
At all.
Okay, well, I guess I'm abnormal then. But that's okay.
Now, we want to have a bit of a chat with you about Eurovision.
Yes.
Seeing as you're our resident whiz of Eurovision.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I know that you would have been glued to the screen, and I know you put yourself in a bit of a lockdown leading up to the event. Tell us a bit about that.
Look, I go on a soft media lockout on the Wednesday, because I don't like to know who wins the semi-final. So but I don't mind if I find out. So, you know, I don't go to certain websites and don't watch things, and that's fine. Come Saturday, after that semi-final, it's on, so by about 10 o'clock on Saturday, I go into total media blackout.
Wow.
There is no Facebook. There is no websites, there's no TV, there is absolutely nothing.
Wow. Because I know... So it's like back to the early 1900s.
Oh, yes. I get the lantern out and I start writing with a quill. But if I did look at things, I would end up knowing the winner, because for some reason, everyone under the sun wants to report the winner of Eurovision at on the 6 o'clock news.
Yes.
I have no choice but to go into my little cave and wait there until it's all over. Otherwise, I'll know the winner. I don't want to know the winner until it's on screen.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful! And did you stay inside, or did you go to one of the Eurovision parties? Did you have a party of your own?
I was a little bit ill on the weekend.
Oh, that's right.
So I did stay in,
feeling poorly.
I did. I was feeling poorly. So I had a small gathering, and I coughed on myself to prevent the germs from spreading.
And did you pick the winner?
Well, it was the favourite. So any other one who won would have been a surprise. So it was on my list of possible winners. So I had a number of favourites. I had a number of them. But in the end, the one that I think should have won did win. So that's okay. I'm happy with
that. Good. Yeah. And I think that was the general consensus, even though this is pretty much the first Eurovision that I've watched, or half watched anyway. It seemed as though everybody really got behind Sweden.
Yes. Yes, and they did.
Yeah.
And so now I'm, you know, trying to raise money for my long service leave fund in order for me to go to Sweden. So if you want to donate, please just contact the station. We'll see where we can go from
there. Well, I was nearly going to send you a message after it going, you know what? I wouldn't mind going to Sweden.
I'm up for it. I'm up for it.
Tell us about how hard the tickets are to get.
Oh, you have to put your name down for a long time beforehand.
Right.
It's craziness. Depending on how big they end up having the place, wherever they're having it. It will depend on how many tickets they have, but it's
so
quite sought
what
after.
Would our chances be of getting tickets?
I don't know. I haven't tried to get tickets lately. It could be.
It'd be an eBay job, I reckon. You'd be paying thousands of dollars on eBay,
or you'd be staying up and waiting for things for the tickets things to be open, and you know, like you would for any other concert. But at least then, you know, the times might be a bit different. You might actually have to wait until 3 in the morning.
So. See, I think if I was travelling to Sweden to go and see next year's, I wouldn't mind paying the extra for the good tickets.
Yes.
So I'd probably be inclined to look on eBay and pay whatever for a ticket, knowing that, look, there's a good chance you'd never go back there again.
Yes.
But also I did see out there in the social media world that it was 40 years since ABBA performed at Eurovision.
Yes, and there
is next year.
Yes, yep. And there are whispers. There are people who want that ABBA to get back together.
Right.
For it, however,
I reckon they would.
It's ABBA.
Are they still alive?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, okay. They're
halfway there then.
Yeah, they are. But they haven't talked. They haven't been together for a while. So yeah, we'll see. It's Sweden. Who knows what they will magic
they're
up?
Crazy.
They are crazy.
We've been to that new IKEA.
Oh
my God.
Well, they have yellow and a royal blue on their flag. I say nothing more than that. No one
crazy
does
times.
That. No one does that.
Tell us about who came number three.
Number three was the Serbian entry. Mm-hmm. And look, it's typical. It's not my favourite. It's not one that I think should have been anywhere near the top three. But alas, obviously Europe likes a bit of sad folk music at this time. You know, some of them might have no money. You know, so they might like the Let's Cry Together. Mm-hmm. We might try and get over this somehow. I don't know, some rubbish. So it's the Serbian entry. It's by a crooner who is called... It's a very famous Serbian crooner, Jelko. And he's done a lot of things before. The song's about love. As
the
most
name
of them
rings
were.
A bell, yes.
Yeah. Nie lubel starv. And
oh, yes.
That's... It's just a
open
song
translation.
About, song
really.
About love, basically.
You're on S&M Fridays with Simon and Michael.
And we are continuing the Eurovision top three countdown.
Yes.
So wake up. If you have fallen asleep, we do apologise, but we have to make it official. So we have to even play the ones that send people to sleep.
Like that last one.
So if you are sleeping, please wake up.
I think that was one that I missed by tuning in late.
That's probably a good thing that you did.
I'm surprised. Oh, look, and it's not a bad song.
No, I know.
I think it was, you know, it sounds fine.
It sounds like
he's had a bit of training, I'm sure.
He has. So. Oh, yes. Mm. He's very confident. I think that the word we'll use is confident for that one.
Yes.
But number two, second place, was the other somewhat favourite, the people's favourite, the one that we fell in love with because they reminded us of people in our own lives who are around about 5 foot tall and smell like soap.
It would be your nana, wouldn't it?
There would be your nana. And they were the Russian grannies who looked like a set of babushka dolls.
I didn't see their thing. I saw their snippet at the end.
Yes.
And I would have loved to have seen their whole skit. Tell us a little bit about it.
They were baking cookies, biscuits, in an oven on stage. And by the end of it, they had a tray of biscuits, piping hot, to serve to the audience. Now, I think that miscounted. Normally, Russian grannies would be fantastic at making lots of food, but it seemed that they miscounted the number of biscuits they needed.
Aww.
Because they only had maybe like 12, and there were like 20,000 people in the stadium. Aww. So they did underestimate, sadly.
Undercated,
and I don't think they'd be hired again.
No. Good old Peter Rowland.
Oh, God. And I think he was there. I think he was on stage.
All right. Well, we're going to hear a little bit from them right now. What's the name of the track?
The track is called Everybody Dance.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Excellent.
No, right. No, that's what they sing. It's called Party for Everybody, and they want you to dance while you're listening to
it. Wow, it sounds like some kind of Shakira song or something.
Oh, it's amazing.
Wow, that was really interesting,
wasn't it?
It
fun. Wow. And I could see my grandmothers getting up on stage, singing that and bobbing along.
Wow.
I could see, I don't know if they would do it. They probably would laugh at me and tell me to go somewhere in a different language.
It reminded me of some sort of a... Yes. An on-stage fairy tale.
Oh, yes, yes.
With David Guetta in the background. Right, yes. With all these nanas running around that look like gobble dogs. Do you remember the gobble dogs?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Yes, yes. Stealing chips.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Oh, well, they were dressed up. They had the little jewellery stuff.
Oh, really?
Little funny shoes. And yeah, they were dressed up to the nines. Wow. They were fully sick grannies. They were ready to rock.
Fully sick grannies.
I think
we should have a bit of a chat about fully sick grannies.
Yes.
Now, I can contribute a story.
Oh, yes. Okay.
My grandma, at the age of 60, got her motorbike license.
Oh, well done, Gran.
Mm.
Well done. Mm-hmm. And does she have a motorbike of her own?
She got a scooter.
Okay. Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
So she lives in the country. She just wanted to go into town every now and then. She hated the car.
Yep.
She didn't want to drive. She hated driving. Yes. So she found the scooter was a better option for her.
Yeah. Okay.
About a million times more dangerous. So I don't know how she came to that conclusion.
She likes to live wild.
I know. So go Nana.
Oh, that's nice. See, I've seen my Nana would see some of, for example, the French entry with the half-naked gymnasts and basically sit there glued to the screen, giggling at them the entire time. That's what she would do.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm, God bless her. But you know, maybe if you're out there, because we're half here, go to our Facebook page, SM Fridays, and look for the picture of the grannies and put your little post about your grannies, if you have a bit of a granny story of your own.
A funky granny.
A funky granny.
A fully sick granny.
Yeah, we'll share them around because we'd ask you to do the normal ways of contacting us, but unfortunately, we won't know what you say. So if you do it on Facebook, at least we can see it and we can share it around. So have a look for our Facebook page and like it and pop your comment in there.
Indeed.
Mm.
You're at S&M Fridays with Simon and Michael, and that was
Euphoria by Lorianne.
Very good song.
It's an excellent song, and it's a welcome return to what Eurovision is all about. A song that I can dance to.
Yes.
None of this ballad rubbish, none of this craziness, dancing.
What do you think your chances are of hearing that at one of Melbourne's dance parties over the next month?
Oh, I would probably put $100 on that one, I think. Yeah, yeah. I think already the remixes are walking out the door. See, here we go. So I think it could be quite big, And that's what happens when you have a good song.
So what do you reckon's next for Loreen?
I think she'll perfect her hermit crab walk and maybe buy a pair of shoes.
Oh, nice.
Because she doesn't like to wear them.
Barefoot and pregnant on stage, was she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she might do that. I think it'd be nice for her to buy a nice pair of shoes.
Yes.
As like a memory of the big event. Yeah, I think it'd be good.
Now, also a tradition for Eurovision is somebody who goes on stage with a very questionable hairdo or costume. There was one person who encapsulated that whole...
Mm-hmm.
That whole persona.
Yes.
Tell us about her.
I like to call her the woman with the mutant hair that grew as a big old bun, as big as her head, on her head, and then snaked down and began to choke her, like all good hair should. And so we say a big hello to the Albanian entrant, Rona.
What's her name? Rona.
Yeah, Rona. She had lovely hair. I am jealous of all that hair that she
had. You could grow a big ponytail like that and have that spiraling around your shoulders and neck.
I could, but people who love me would stop me from doing it. So it would never happen.
I'd be laughing too much. I wouldn't be able to say anything to stop
you. Thank you for that. Thank you for being there for me and alerting me to things like that. That's very kind.
Excellent. Well, we're going to jump straight back into the music again, this time to the other side of the world.
Hey. Yay!
We're going to go to the number one track in the States club charts at the moment.
Very good.
Now, we broke this track here on Joy probably about a month ago, and you'll remember this one.
Okay, yeah.
And slowly, slowly climbed the charts over in the States and is now at number one.
Now, you're saying that Joy helps tracks get from nowhere to number one. Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, it's one of those tracks that that you didn't hear on other radio stations.
Yes.
And you heard it here.
Oh.
A month ago.
Well, it is the freshest music at Joy.
Exactly. It is indeed. So here's a bit of Carmen. Now, it's a duo of a guy and a girl who are engaged.
Yes.
And their track's Broken Hearted.
Joy 94.9.
This is S&M Fridays with Simon and Michael on Joy 94.9. And that was the number one song on the charts.
Yeah, the USA club charts.
Yes, big, huge. Mm. Only on Joy.
I know.
It's amazing. However, it's not only on Joy. People have been in their cars and doing crazy things with them, as we found out this week with a couple who decided to travel practically around the world and back again to get from one place to another, which was quite bizarre.
It was. Now, I remember watching the news earlier this week for this one. And again, watching the news, somebody's trauma turned into my hilarity for the night.
That's the way it should be.
So you are
full of love. You know, you are full of love.
I'm going to read a little bit about what happened.
Yeah,
because you didn't get to see too much.
No,
of it, did
I didn't.
You?
No.
So, from The Australian... there's a picture of a plane flying low over a highway. Home safe and sound, an elderly couple endured a 20-hour driving ordeal after getting lost on their way home from Melbourne Airport. Now, a simple drive to the airport turned into a 20-hour Victorian road trip for an elderly Melbourne couple who sparked a statewide police search after getting lost on their way home.
Okay, so I'm thinking here, at this point in time, I'm thinking that perhaps they've gone for a bit of a drive. I understand that the Tuller is a painful road to drive on, okay? Mm-hmm. If you don't get where you need to go, you have to drive all the way around and back again to get back to where you need to go. I understand that's okay. Yeah. That's fine. It sounds like they were going from, like, the edges of Melbourne, you know, so that edge of Melbourne into Melbourne Airport and then back out again, and something happened on the way. Surely they wouldn't have gone too much further than just the edges of Melbourne before they would have realised, oh, hang on, this is not
quite right.
There's
no more buildings.
Yeah. No?
Well, Ivan and Catherine Fry, age 86 and 84, reached the far eastern town of Bairnsdale.
That's a long way away.
That's further than... My mum lives in Gippsland.
Yes.
That's way further than her place. So it's... Yeah, it's a mind-numbing trip out that way. So how... I actually don't know how you would...
How can you get so
how?
Far?
That's the only word.
And not know what's going on.
I know. Well, apparently they got to Bairnsdale while trying to return to their home in Melbourne's eastern suburbs after dropping their son off at Melbourne Airport on Sunday night. And the couple had travelled an estimated 500 kilometres and ended up going through towns like Mowi and Morwell before being found 8 kilometres from home on Monday.
Wow. Mm. Wow. So they left their home in Wanturna South at 7 p.m, but because they didn't get back at 9:30, which would be around about a good time to get back from the airport, saying goodbye and all the rest of it.
Yep.
Some concerned family members decided to call the police, and luckily, after police helped, a man saw them on the Burwood Highway, travelling at 40 kilometres an hour. Oh, and which you'd. If you saw two old people in a little Ford Futura going at 40 k's an hour on a highway, you would be wondering. You would stop.
No, I wouldn't be. I'd be behind them on the horn and yelling out the window.
But surely the police, like if there was a police helicopter and they saw a car going 40 k's an hour on a major road, they would have just decided to stop them for the fun of it.
Exactly.
Surely, there would have been something.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is that they actually did end up getting police cars and helicopters to come and get them, and they ended up in Glen Waverley at 3:15 p.m.
So meanwhile, there's probably people with real life emergencies who needed the emergency services a little bit more than
look.
Mr. and Mrs. Fry.
Poor Ivan and Catherine. You know, they had their Malways out on the lap. I reckon Ivan was driving. Catherine had on her lap trying to give directions. And she was trying to read the signs in the dark and she couldn't quite get them. And because, you know, they don't reflect or anything. And she was trying to read the Malways at the same time. They got lost and green roads became blue roads and yellow roads and brown roads. And she didn't know where she was going. And even though the sign said Bairnsdale Mowi coming up, obviously, that wasn't enough for them to turn back around.
True.
To a Yui.
But there is a logical explanation, and as the wife put it,
yes,
the husband had lost his melons.
Yes, yes. Although I must say, I haven't heard someone losing their melons before.
No,
I would normally they would lose their marbles. But normally people don't carry melons around.
On the topic of losing melons.
Yes.
I'm not sure. You know how I've got a random story. And just something triggers this random, random thought. And I haven't thought of this for probably the last 25 years.
Oh, good. Right? That's wonderful.
But I remember as a child living not far from the Calder.
Yes.
And I remember that Dad come in one day saying, oh, there's a big fruit truck that's tipped over on the Calder and everybody's going to get fruit. So he grabbed boxes and headed up to the Calder, and I remember going there, and there was this smell of honeydew and rock melon and everything. And look, it was really nice fruit, and Dad got more than we could possibly eat. And I remember the smell of overripe rock melons and honeydew.
Delicious.
And to this day, I can't eat it.
Oh, no, you're missing out. Mm. That would be yum. It'd be like people. It's like the people who found $100 notes just floating from the sky.
And I heard about that. Yeah.
So look, I think that we need to put out there to our listeners, remind people that you love to read the signs, and if they think they're going too far, then perhaps stop on the side of the road and turn back.
20 hours. You could get to Sydney and back in 20 hours.
Although I would be brain dead on the way, because that's a long time to
it's
be
a horrible trip, that one.
Basically, and look, we'll forgive them this once.
20 hours on a plane, they could have been in Europe.
Ooh, they probably would have liked that.
It would have been a bit more pleasant than Bairnsdale, though.
Exactly. Oh, most places might be. Maybe.
Very true.
Possibly.
With the exception of Footscray.
Exactly.
Right. Hello to all our listeners from Footscray.
We love Footscray. I love Footscray. I'm a big fan of Footscray. Have been all my life. There is a warning, though. If you do win the Jeep that is part of this year's Radiothon, please do not drive at 20 hours because you got lost.
Or at 40 k's an hour down the Burwood Highway.
Use your Jeep properly. Get a GPS if you need to, so you don't get lost on the way.
Then again, you could drive at 40 k's down the Burwood Highway in a Jeep, because if anybody like I would do be sitting behind beeping and everything, you could just run them over.
You could.
Because the Jeep's quite big. We saw the Jeep last week.
Yeah, and look, I wouldn't recommend using it to run people over, because that's not very nice.
No.
But it is quite large. So you can see above everyone. So you're pretty much the king of the road if you're in the Jeep.
Looking for my place. We were having a good laugh in the studio then, and I was tempted to turn the microphones on.
So that was my... I think we should record what we came up with to replace Rihanna's lyrics from Where Have You Been? Because I think as a way to show our respect to Ivan and Catherine, I think that would be nice. I think they would appreciate that.
I know. Maybe we could give it a bit of a remix as well.
That would be good, yeah. And send it to them. I think they really like it.
Yeah, the Ivan and Catherine club edit.
You got half of Victoria mentioned in the song. It's a good geography lesson for people.
I know.
I like it. We'll do that. We'll do it for next time.
Could you imagine the video clip?
Oh, it'd be like a thing of post... A video of postcards. You'd have all cocktails going around Victoria.
I can see it now. Within a month, they'll be on postcards.
Oh, yeah. And they would do a whole show, and they would just follow the music, follow the song around Victoria.
Oh, that's awesome.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. You're listening to S&M Fridays with Simon and Michael.
And that was Miss Selena Gomez, I do
believe. It was Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez. I need a little spit filter up to make sure I don't get on the microphone.
And that was the track Hit the Lights. That's a newie. I reckon it should be Hit the Singing Lessons, actually.
Oh, and then There's nothing that computers cannot fix. No one needs to know that she cannot sing.
How's all the new Chris Brown songs and Flo Rida and everything with the auto-tune? And
I reckon one day, one night, we should do the show in auto-tune.
Yeah.
I think that would be hilariously funny.
I've got the app for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We can just hold it up next to the microphone and talk through it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we could plug it in either way, you know.
Yeah, we'll work it out.
We'll work it out. We'll do one through that. Just for my amusement, for no one else's.
And we might have a number one song in our heads. We might beat Chris Brown at his own game.
I think it could be possible.
Literally.
And it'll be on the Joy playlist after that.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
true.
Yeah. It'll be great.
Now, seeing as you're a different generation to me.
Oh, yeah, just.
You'd be generation...
Oh, something in the... I don't know.
I'd be generation X.
Okay. Well, no, yes. I think...
Oh, you're on the cusp. You might be on the cusp.
I don't know. I think so. I think some more Y than X somewhere. Mm.
So there's been two words which have been irritating me lately.
Yeah, okay.
And social media words, which social media in itself irritates me. Yeah. But there's two words that just grate on me.
Okay, what are they?
And I think that is not the English language.
Well, to you it's not.
One of them is a Twitter word.
Yes.
Trending.
Trending, yes.
Is there such a word?
Well, there is now.
Was there or such a word?
It was trending. I don't know. Fashion people use on trend a lot.
Mm. And trending is not...
Oh, to
it's
trend.
It's not proper English.
To trend. Well, look, yes, yes, yes. Perhaps it was used as a noun, you know, a trend, mm-hmm. the trend.
Mm-hmm.
It may have only just started to be used as a verb lately, but at least it...
I suppose it's a doing thing, isn't it?
And at least it makes sense. It's not like completely, like absolutely nonsensical. Mm. Like it means trending, then it's the same as if it was in trend, you know. Yes. So at least it's got some sort of meaning.
Yes. The other one is another verb.
Oh, yes.
Texting.
Oh, texting. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I would say...
Sending a message.
Sent someone a text rather than... Or texted.
Texted?
That's another one.
Is it?
Yeah, I texted them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it has.
My other half says that.
The young people say that, yeah.
I texted you before.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no, you didn't.
You need
to get a grasp of the English language and then come back to me and tell me what you've done.
I use messaged. I messaged you.
Oh, that's very proper.
I did that. I use that. I don't know if you use the word text as a verb.
This is where you're on the cusp.
Yeah, see? I straddle both of them. I don't know which
leg. Don't tell me about your Saturday nights.
One leggy knee.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's what, the young people use texted. Texted, I'm texting.
Mm-hmm.
But and then from that come all the other words that go along with it. And then people don't know, though, how to write it. Is it T-X-T-I-N-G? Is it T-E-X-T-I-N-G? Some people who can't hear that T just do T-E-X-I-N-G. So it's texting, you know.
Oh, yeah, texting.
Like texting. Yeah, and that's not right. So I don't know. Young people. Sending a message. Just do that. I know it's longer. I know it's an extra couple of words, but at least it makes
sense. You sound more proper.
Oh, yeah, I'm a proper person.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Now, I jumped onto Urban Dictionary.
The only
Bible of deciphering what people are talking about.
Oh, yes.
And I found some really funny. Some of them were funny, some of them not so funny.
Yep.
But I've gone through and found the ones that I found amusing.
Okay.
A splendor daddy. What do you think a splendor daddy is?
Well, I'm thinking a sugar daddy is what I would like because that would make my life so much easier. but a splendor one, well, it's not real sugar. But see, it has to be an older guy with money that's not his.
No, with no money. So somebody who acts as a sugar daddy but doesn't have money.
I like that. Mm,
so a splendor daddy.
Splendor daddy, yep.
The E-clap.
Now, is this catching a disease by email?
Very similar. Your computer catches a disease by certain sites that you might go on.
So your
computer's got the E-clap.
Oh, I like that. Mm. Gee, I'm good.
The other one, credit card roulette.
Credit card roulette. Oh, is that when you open your wallet and just do a random selection of a credit card to use to pay for something?
No.
No?
So when a group of people go out and everybody puts their credit card into a hat and the waitress draws them all out and the last one to come out is the one that pays for the meal.
I think that should be the way we should pay for anything. I might take that to my friends, however.
It adds an element of fun into paying.
It does, it does. And it would. And then what you do is you make sure that you put in the credit card that will be declined. So that way, that way, when you get chosen...
So they have to do the second
redraw.
Last one.
Yeah, yeah, awesome. Excellent idea. I like that.
Now, the other one was iBroccoli.
iBroccoli. As in little I... As like, you know...
No, no, as in the physical...
The organ eye. Organ
facial eye. Yes.
EYE.
Yes.
Broccoli.
Eye broccoli.
Eye broccoli. Eye broccoli? Something is growing in your eye?
Well, it's the opposite of eye candy. So it's like, oh, who's the eye broccoli?
What if I like broccoli? What if I like
broccoli? Do you find
broccoli
attractive, do you?
I think broccoli is very sexy. It's green. It's delicious. Why can I not? That's not fair. That's not fair on broccoli. Poor broccoli.
The next one and the last one is probably one of my favourites. Mm-hmm. Now, everybody knows someone who is a bit OTT with recycling.
Oh, yes. Me. Well, to a point.
So would you call yourself a recyclopath?
Recyclopath? I don't think so. I don't think a recyclopath would be like crazy.
Crazy about recycling.
Crazy. Like, go and wear a white suit somewhere and stay in a padded cell type person?
Similar.
Oh. I quite like those. I might have to steal some of those concepts. Not the eye broccoli, though, because I think broccoli is lovely. I'll have to change it for my own purposes. But do... we'll have to see. If you have anything, just let us know on the Facebook page and we'll try and insert them into our next show.
Oh, yes.
We'll see what we can
do. And we'll drop those words into our next show.
Yeah, yeah. And that'll be our little challenge just to make the show a little bit more exciting.
Yes.
Joy 94.9.
And that was See You Later by
Bimbo Jones
and Ida Core.
Yeah.
And we don't want you to go yet, because if you've been listening so far, you may as well hang on until until 9 o'clock. So don't go quite yet. But if you can, just pop over to Denim's and come and see us and the rest of the
Joy Crew.
What are they called? Joy people. Yeah, Joy Crew. Yeah.
Joysters.
That's the Joysters. Word. Oh, I had a blank then. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
Now, I watched an
interesting show.
A very interesting show on the weekend. And the show's called My Strange Addiction.
Oh, yes.
Now, Magic. Bizarre people. Oh, bizarre addictions.
It makes me feel so normal when I watch it.
It does.
It's wonderful.
Now, we're going to put the call out for your strange addictions. And we would love to know if anybody else out there does have strange addictions.
Mm. Now, we're happy for you to tell us that your friend has the strange addiction.
Oh, yes.
If that makes it easier for you to be more honest about yourself, that is okay.
Yes. Yeah. So you can put them on our Facebook page at S&M Fridays on Facebook.
Yes.
Now, in the meantime, I'm going to be playing one that I found, Kesha.
Oh, God. Mm.
Not the Kesha that we all know.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, a new Kesha.
This Kesha likes to eat toilet paper.
Mm, delicious.
So let's have a listen to the clip from Kesha.
My name is Keisha. I'm 34 years old, and I love eating toilet paper. A bulky roll with the 2-ply, I can probably take down half the roll in one day. I carry it with me in my purse.
There's something wrong
with
that, surely.
When I'm in my car, I keep a roll in my glove compartment box, and I'll just grab the toilet paper and break it off and start eating it. A good place where people really don't pay attention to you eating toilet paper is the movie theaters. It's dark in there, so you can, like, sneak a couple of sheets in with no one even noticing.
Something is definitely wrong with her to be sitting up eating tissue, because she'll sit up, watch a movie, and Keisha have her tissue on the side of her. She eating it right now. Right, she's standing at the door, eating tissue.
Oh, my God.
Two words. Psychiatric evaluation.
Today I'm here at the coffee shop to meet my sister, Jennifer. She's trying to convince me to stop eating toilet paper, so I'll see how it goes.
She crazy.
You like the way it tastes?
I like how it feels when it goes on my tongue.
Wait. You said you like the way it feel on your tongue.
Yeah. Will you break it off and then lay it on your tongue?
This is not right.
You should try
it. Not right.
Mm. You sure?
Keisha said, as long as she's not hurting anyone, that is fine. Well, I just think that she should really take it serious, because who eats tissue?
I guess it's a acquired taste.
It has to be. That can clog your system up.
She's like a human paper mache.
Do you care?
Like I was telling Mama, I
you
care,
knock on her.
Like,
it actually, she's very hard and hollow.
It's like I'm an addict.
It's a tissue?
Yes.
So what you do if you don't have it?
You see how I buy toilet tissue? I always have it.
Just plain white. Right.
The white. I don't like the color of tissue.
Why?
Why would I want to eat the colored tissue? Because I got the dye.
Why would you want to eat it anyway?
That's logical.
I have a problem. That's not funny. That's not funny.
I'm willing to support her in whatever it is that she does, but this tissue eating, it has to stop.
I have more of a problem with the fact that she won't eat coloured tissue. I think it's very unfair for the coloured tissue. And I think if you were to get a needle and give her 24 hours and just stick a needle in her, she will explode. And what you'll be left with is a paper mache sculpture of her after having eaten all that tissue.
But it's funny, in the video, she's eating the two-ply paper. She's got a roll in the car.
She does.
She'll take it into the movies. Mm-hmm. Imagine what a three-ply would... It must be like a club sandwich for her.
I reckon she has a three-ply for special occasions.
Mm.
You know, that's her special roll, you know, for Christmas and Easter and her birthday. And she has the other ones for just every day. You know. The question is, though, would she... I wonder if, you know, it go... all I'm going to say is, would she need the toilet paper for any other reasons, because she's already eating it. So would she need it for any other purposes, or would it do its job on the way through?
That's recycling.
Yeah, but there's recycling and there's recycling. I don't think I'd want to recycle that after it's
maybe
it's
you're right. I think you've hit quite a good point there.
Does it do its job on the way through? That is my question.
Cleaning from the inside
cleaning
out.
Cleaning from the inside out. She's a very healthy girl. Very healthy girl. I don't
look, and
know.
She's a large lass as well, which is beyond me. So obviously toilet paper isn't the only thing that she's eating.
No, I don't think so. Maybe she, you know, puts a bit of butter on some of the toilet paper and then for other things she'll sprinkle. Maybe she makes like fairy bread, fairy tissue. Fairy tissue. She puts some butter and then some hundreds of thousands on top.
Oh, no.
Delicious. That's only for the three-ply, though. Because the other plies wouldn't work so well with that one. It's more of a three-ply, you know, three-ply treat.
Mm. Oh, and she must have favourite brand as well. Like,
oh, she'd
you know,
have
you've
to.
Got your Cadbury's and all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But with all the different brands, it must have different tastes.
Does she like them embossed? Does she like the one that's scented? Is it just white? Is it white with print? Will she eat the one with
print? She won't eat the one with the print, remember.
Oh, so no colour? No colour? No. She won't eat the coloured ones? She's very picky. She's a very picky eater. I don't know how they deal with her, because she wants a certain type at a certain time. I think it's unfair. Mm.
Look, it is indeed. Look, we might have another track.
I think it's a good idea. I think I need
I think
just
it's
to
a
go
fitting
and
time.
Rest. I need to rest.
On the topic of My Strange Addiction, we found another one. So not only does Kesha eat toilet paper, we've got another person here who's addicted to something else. So we're going to play this one for you.
I'm Kristen. I'm 22. And I am addicted to chalk.
Chalk.
I used to just lick chalk.
I can't watch this. I can't watch it.
Then I began to eat it. But I love the texture of it. I love the taste. Until recently, this has been a secret. None of my friends or none of my family knew about my chalk eating habit.
Well, obviously.
Tonight, I met one of my best friends, and I told him basically my story
blue?
From beginning to end. And curiosity, he asked to try a piece.
What?
Try one of these out.
It's like asking your friends to smoke.
Oh, he's eating it.
Oh, he is.
It's not
not
like
a
it's...
happy face, though.
It's like when you give a baby a bit of lemon.
I puckered up, and it tasted really dry, almost deserty.
I even
what
coaxed
chalk?
My sisters
it's
into
chalk.
Eating chalk, which I never would have
imagined that they would ever do.
Now that is a humongous piece of chalk.
I can't believe
chalk.
You tried it.
I can't listen to the sound of the chalk on their teeth.
It tastes like
I know where this has come from too. I know why she's like doing this. That's I'll explain afterwards. About.
After trying the chalk today, I cannot believe how she can have such a habit. I mean, to me, it was just disgusting, gritty. It was nasty.
Yellow.
This is weird.
That's yellow chalk.
I don't like the feel of it. I don't like the feel
just
of chalk.
Just try a little bit, please.
And then you wonder
they
how she can do
the
this.
Same piece of chalk.
I tried some chalk. It was not good. And it does, in fact, taste like dirt, and I'm not a fan of dirt.
The more I see people's reactions to what I do... Chalk-wise, makes me wonder if I have a problem.
No, really?
Right now, I don't think I have a problem.
Oh, no, I think you do, love. I think you do.
Mm. Oh, so that was Crystal, and she's a chalk eater.
Yes.
And, yeah.
Where has that come from?
Remember the old ads on TV? These may be beyond your time.
Yes,
but the lady, I can't remember what her name was.
The toothpaste ads?
Yeah, and she used to dip the chalk into...
Mrs.
Something eat at me.
M. I think it's something with M. Mrs. You talk. You
all
talk.
Right. So, are you going to look it
I'll
up?
I'm going to look it up. Yep.
All right. So, remember those old ads where she used to dip the chalk into liquid?
Into the blue liquid.
And break it in half. Maybe she misunderstood how to clean her teeth or something and she's started eating chalk.
Well, maybe. It's bizarre. Although, she's a bit strange. I don't think I would want to be eating chalk.
I have a real aversion to the feel of chalk. Mm-hmm. And to the feel of things like corn flour and cotton balls and things like that, I just cannot touch them.
Really?
Yes.
Mrs. Marsh was the person.
Mrs. Marsh, well
Mrs.
Marsh.
Done. Yeah. Oh, really? You can't touch them?
No.
Oh. No. I don't, look, chalk I'm used to because obviously that's what I use. Not much now, but occasionally. I don't eat it. I have a very big stockpile of it, though. If anyone did
Oh, Crystal
eat,
would be on your
if
doorstep.
If anyone did eat chalk, I've got lots to share. So
you got some coloured ones
I've
there?
I've got white, coloured, the whole lot.
Wow.
Little, you know, nice little petite snack size ones.
Fun size.
You can put in your pocket for later on. So you don't spoil your dinner. but the, you know,
Dinner of an even bigger piece of chalk.
Yeah, the footpaths chalk. No. Really huge
the hopscotch chalk.
Yeah, the big ones. But I don't know. I think she'd be strange. I think she needs to realise that normal people, that which is everyone but her, don't actually eat chalk.
I feel some psychological assessments are needed there.
Because I understand if she said, yeah, look, I understand I'm a bit bizarre. You know, my friends don't eat chalk. I have this problem. I'll deal with it. But she was in denial.
I know. And this is the weird thing about these people is they just think that it's so normal.
Mm-hmm. If all her friends said, oh, yeah, that chalk tastes delicious.
You're a bit odd there, Crystal.
But, yeah, that's all they said. All they said was, no, this is, tastes like dirt. I think it's time to send her away.
Yeah, I think so.
Somewhere nice, somewhere quiet by herself.
Exactly, without the chalk.
Hmm.
Joy 94.9.
Well, it's that time to say goodbye again.
It is, already.
I know, it's gone so quick.
Oh, it's nice when it happens like that.
I know. Well, we're probably having a jolly good time down at Radiothon at the moment.
I'm guessing I have a drink in my hand, maybe two.
I wish I had one in both places now.
Mm, yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? Maybe I've got like a listener who's bought me a drink. Maybe.
Just
putting it out there. Who knows?
All right. Well, a big thank you to everybody who's listened.
Yes.
And thank you to everybody who is not listening but down at the Radiothon party.
Yes,
we'll
indeed.
Be putting on a massive Radiothon show for next week.
Yes.
So thanks, everyone. Have a fantastic weekend and we will catch you same time next week.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.